Well, it's happening again, the debate over whether or not the Redskins should change their name. It's once again back in the spotlight. But general manager Bruce Allen says the team isn't considering a new nickname, saying it's ludicrous to suggest the franchise is trying to upset Native Americans. And opposition to the name once again gaining momentum after last week's symposium at the Smithsonian that was heavily critical of the use of the word Redskins.
Joining us now live to talk more about it is Clinton Yates, Express local news editor and the columnist for The Root D.C. You've written about this. What are your thoughts on the name change? Do you think that it should stay the same or it has to go?
Has to go. I mean, and beyond sort of the obvious, which is, hello, it's a racial slur, what scares me most is the stance that the organization is taking upon this. I mean, they're pointing to other high schools that are doing this as if that is even a remotely sensible way to go about defending something that is indefensible, as well as standing up openly and basically daring people to challenge them, saying, we don't find ourselves offensive, therefore you shouldn't either. That sort of myopic look at what they're presenting to other people to me is very distressing.
And it's not as though we haven't seen a name change in this city before. Obviously, the Bullets or the Wizards. Why do you think it's so difficult to make that transition for the Redskins?
I don't know, but I know that it is very difficult for me to understand why people are so attached to it on a basic level. You ask people to defend it, and they'll say something like, I don't know, it would be a pain in the butt to change it, or it doesn't strike me as that offensive, or so on and so forth. And you say to yourself, listen to yourself. What are you talking about? This is an obviously, it's an obvious problem. And to sort of defend it based on what is the ease of change for the fan base, something as stupid as a fight song or anything as ridiculously trite as uniforms. You really need to take a look at yourself if you honestly believe that this name staying on is something that needs to happen in order to make some sort of overall point. It's really sad.
But there are a lot of Redskins fans who don't think of the name Redskins as meaning anything other than a football team. To them, there is no connotation other than a pro sports team. And even though we have seen a name change here before, a lot of people, even though there was the obvious violent attachment to Bullets, a lot of people still kind of wish the Bullets name were around.
So what? I mean, I'm sorry, that doesn't hold water with me. It's just, it's an offensive name. It has to go. I mean, I understand that people have attachment things. I'm from D.C. I was at the seat cushion game, you know what I mean? I've been going to games. My family are fans. But a couple years ago, I made the decision, I'm not going to be saying that word as much. You know, I try not to use that word. I've tried not to buy things from the team in order to support that with the imagery and so forth. And I just don't understand the stance of being behind it, because it just seems you are so clearly on the wrong side of history. Being willing to defend that to me is embarrassing.
Well, lots of folks and fans steeped in tradition and are, you know, not going to change their minds. Do you see this playing out? We've been down this road before several times. Do you see this playing out differently this time?
No, and it's certainly not going to be from Dan Snyder. I mean, he is operating as a petulant child in the context of what the NFL is. If it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Roger Goodell, who's going to make this decision for the league and who's going to say, listen, Dan, you're in the wrong on this one, and the only person that can change it is me, and you've got to change something. If he doesn't do it, it doesn't happen, because as we've seen in the past, he's a pretty tenacious guy, Dan Snyder is, when it comes to keeping things, you know, suing old ladies for their money when they're not getting season tickets, as well as, you know, getting accused of illegal credit card tactics in order to get people to buy tickets. There's a lot happening there. You know he's in for a fight. If Goodell doesn't say something, it doesn't happen.
We won't go too far down the Snyder road, but Dave Johnson did make the point, our sports director, that if this were to change, it would be as a result of probably something the league would have to do, not something that's going to happen through any other means.
Yeah, I agree with him.
All right, Clinton. Clinton Yates, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. Clinton is the Washington Post Express local news editor and columnist for The Root DC.